Neil Howe has got his instruments deep into Steve's chest, bringing the heart into that cavity that we've talked about. And now the heart sitting inside there, Mr. Howell just trying to manipulate the heart to try and move it into the correct position.
The heart's just starting to beat, so we've connected in half the joints and the heart's just starting to beat.
Mm. And that's quite a sight, isn't it? From the heart being brought in completely still in ice. And now we see the new heart inside Steve, pumping away.
So at the moment, it's not pumping, so it's not doing any work. It's beating.
It's beating. Yes, okay, I see the distinction.
So at the moment, there's not a lot of blood going to this heart because it's all going around Ruthie's machine, but it's starting to beat, and that is a good sign. So this is the first time that the new heart will receive the patient's blood. So we're going to start giving our immunosuppressive medication. So we're going to put some steroids into the bypass machine. And we use something called a leukocyte filter as well, so we take away some of the white cells, which could potentially damage the new heart. And this is twofold, really. So this is hopefully going to replenish some of the oxygen that his heart has been starved of while it's not being perfused by any blood vessels. And it also helps keep it cold. And I'm sure part of the advantage of the technique is just simply is instilling a cold solution down into his coronary arteries and helping keep the whole heart nice and cold. So we infuse that at 4 degrees centigrade. So
I'm feeling my own heart beating rather fast at this stage because
it's quite difficult making these tires, as you can see, because it's a long way down into the chest. There you go, cut there.
And it's so busy in there. This is what I'm just finding amazing, that you've got the heart, which is then covered in a cloth, which is keeping it cold because that's been in ice water. That's now taken out again.
These are typical surgical swabs that you can see here. So okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to give some protective medicines into the heart now. Let's say for a Pauline DLP, please.
When do you start taking away the dependence of the heart transplant machine in favour of the new heart? How does that process work?
So, we do that slowly and carefully. What we want to do is to gradually give the heart more and more work to do. And as it does more and more work, we will then assess its performance. And if it works nicely, as I hope it will do, we can then separate him from that machine. So what I'm trying to do now is I'm just trimming the two ends. And you can see that's, again, the difference in luminal diameter is huge between his aorta and this aorta, so I've got a lot of work to do here. Yeah. Like transplant surgery is sewing tubes of different sizes together and then making sure they don't bleed in patients who are very sick.
You must have so much respect for this organ, the fact that it was brought in, you know, completely still, covered in ice, and then a short time later, it's doing what it's made to do.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. It's absolutely incredible. And you know, so little prompting for it to just kick into action, in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, you're seeing it on a good day today, but I mean, you know, it's like all these things. You know, we joke that, you know, when it goes well, it's the best operation in the world. When it doesn't, it's the worst operation in the world. It's just, you know, this man cannot live without a heart.